It is necessary for one to practice self-discipline
and refrain from thinking of the following concepts:
abortion rights,
burkini ban,
capitalism,
clean coal,
common core,
communism,
corruption,
coup,
cyber-terrorism, cyber-hacking,
Dakota pipeline,
death penalty,
democracy,
dictatorship,
drones,
Ebola,
euthanasia,
fascism,
feminism,
fracking,
free the nipple,
man, free the nipple, dude,
freedom of religion,
freedom from religion,
genocide,
global warming,
gun rights,
Guantanamo Bay,
homosexuality,
hijab ban,
illustration of the Prophet Muhammad,
Islamophobia,
IUDs,
Japanese internment camps,
legalization of marijuana,
mandatory military service,
minimum wage,
misogyny, oppression,
overthrow,
past citizenship,
refugee crisis,
radicalization,
same-sex marriage,
slut walks, suicide,
tax havens,
the Confederate flag,
Confederate battle flag,
too big to fail,
trans rights,
universal healthcare, vagina.
Veteran healthcare,
war on drugs,
Westboro Baptist Church,
xenophobia.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about
a lot of things
because of being polite.
A lot of queer right issues, LGBT.
Because I am a transgender woman.
Because I feel like it's very frowned upon.
How hard is it to recognize that I'm a human
as a trans person,
and I deserve the same right to live?
Oftentimes embarrassed to even acknowledge that, which
to live
is
fully,
absolutely ridiculous.
To live truthfully than any other type of person deserves to live in this entire fucking country.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about masturbation.
I don't feel comfortable talking about my body and my freedom to do what I want with it.
Or any embracing of my sexuality, for that matter.
Because it is taboo.
Because I'm afraid that freedom will be taken away.
Because there's so much stigma and shame attached to a woman's sexual desire.
In my country home, I don't feel comfortable talking about
being afraid to walk down the street at night.
Vagina.
Because people don't treat it like it's an actual fear.
Because it sounds like a bad word, or everybody will be laughing at it. It's like a dirty word.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about mental health.
Because I'm scared.
There are still so many misconceptions swirling around and a lot of finger pointing.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about depression. In Ethiopia, it's not really a thing, you know? They don't think it's something that can be diagnosed. They don't think it's a sickness or a disease. They just believe it's like an excuse. And you know, they just tell you to get over it. Or you must be doing something wrong. You must be going out too much. You must be doing drugs. You must be, you know, it's your fault.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about religion.
I don't feel comfortable talking about what I do.
Because it will always end in hate.
It's very hard to be taken seriously.
Often I don't know what to do, or I worry that I won't know what to say when someone challenges my beliefs.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about homosexuality.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about same-sex marriage. My home country is very Catholic, and same-sex marriage is still considered a sin.
It's considered to be a very serious crime. It's a shame, it really is, that people could be killed for being who they are.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about our president.
I don't feel comfortable talking about freedom because it's so easily taken away.
Where I come from, in both Egypt and Turkey, opposing the government or just speaking out loud about who's in power can get you a lot of trouble. But in a way, it's easier to talk about those because you can change the mind of the person in front of you in so many ways.
In my home country, I don't feel comfortable talking about capitalism.
I don't feel comfortable talking about politics because everyone has an opinion.
I am originally from Spain. And I believe talking about politics and talking about religion is things that people get uncomfortable with because they don't want to make the effort to know more about it, or they don't want to make the effort to disrupt the status quo.
I don't feel comfortable talking about money because, and I'm being sarcastic in saying this, there's no such thing as class in the United States. Everybody in the United States is rich. Nobody in the United States is poor. They just aren't rich yet.
There are very few things that I'm afraid of in the land of the free. because our First Amendment right is so important to us. I strongly believe in that. But I'm often scared of subjects I don't entirely know full well about for fear of coming across as ignorant. And for a subject that has been sold to me from a very early age as being a way of life, there's a certain type of capitalism that I know is mutant and it's pervasive and has a strangle on the world economy at large that my country seems to be doing more so than any other country. It started as a great free enterprise, but it's far from perfect now.
In my country, I don't feel comfortable talking about...
like nothing, honestly.
Really, I don't have that problem.
I'm really lucky not to feel scared.
I talk about whatever I want to talk about. I say what I think, even if it's against what everybody else thinks, because my country, thank God, is free. There's freedom of speech. There still is. I've never been harassed, nor followed, nor violated against because of my beliefs and my sayings. I'm grateful to live in a free country that is very corrupt and has a lot of problems, but it still is a free country.